I'm going to say something that I'm not sure if... There's someone all the shiurim, I don't think I've ever said this. I don't know if I'm the man for the job tonight. I think it's the first time ever that I gave a shiur in I've given on Bitachin, I've given on Emunah Bitachin. If I've given on Hilchos Bitachin, but I don't know, what was the name of the shiur? What did the sign say? Hilchos Bitachin. I feel that for such a shiur, you need somebody who his entire, it's known about him, he's a Baal B'Tochen. I don't know if it has to be known, Boifin Ha-Nigla, he could be a Nister, a Baal B'Tochen. But to give a shiur about these in Yonim, you have to be a person who's a Baal B'Tochen, Dan Segel, somebody who maybe there's a Nister Dan Segel that we don't know about. I feel a little uncomfortable. But that's never stopped me. It won't stop me also now. But at least the Kalapak tonight, we'll come to learn together. We'll learn together the possibilities, the shilas that people... There are shilas that people ask. And feed those shilas, you have to give them a halacha maisa to keteretz that sometimes is totally in a madrega sabitachin. But again... I think that we'll come together to learn together. I'll be in charge of the session. We'll learn together. I'll be like a chavrusa. Nobody can talk. It's like a monologue chavrusa. Some people have chavrusas like that. But to say that it's a clear dvarim clear. Then I realized afterward, no. All of Inyanei B'Tochen is like that. The Chazanish is actually in the beginning of the Sefer Emunah B'Tochen. He talks about B'Tochen. He says that people think that B'Tochen is like, it's like a madrega that I've achieved, and then I'm there, and then beyond that already. You know, there's some people that have Yetzaharas, some people have a terrible machala, they talk during davening. It gets to a certain point, he grows up, he goes from the age of 13 to 14, okay, so now he stops talking during davening. It's something that done for a juvenile, and he's past that machala. That's it. He doesn't have the Yetzihar anymore. I don't have a Yetzihar anymore to talk during davening. Some people have Yetziharas for this, for that. You get to a certain point, you're beyond that. Okay? So many people, the same thing in learning. Some people, when they start out learning, so they don't enjoy it. Then they get into it more and more and more, and then that's the greatest pleasure for them. That's the greatest enough for them. It's something, you think that you'll get to the point, you get there. Once I'm there. So people think B'Tochen is the same thing. There'll be a certain point, I'll become mamish, I'll be talking, and I'll believe in Hashem, who doesn't believe in Hashem, but I'll be saimach on the Eibishter, and I'll be able to see it in my daily life, in my everything, and there's a level of be talking, but there comes a point where I'm there. And then all the things will be, whether it'll be in Parnassa, so whatever Hashem will throw my way, I'm a Baal B'Tochen. And the Chazanish writes that's a terrible mistake. He writes in the beginning of Emunah B'Tochen, his beautiful Lashon, his Ayin Sham. He says, that's a mistake. B'Tochen is not something that you've achieved B'Tochen. That means that there are things in Yiddishkeit you can achieve. You're already in a different level. B'Tochen is not something, I've achieved B'Tochen, I'm a Baal B'Tochen. I'm a Maimon, I'm a Baal B'Tochen, I'm there. It's something he writes like a Nakuda Daka, he writes it's like an Edel Nakuda. That depends, and you can drop it and you can lose it. You know, the Maisa with the Chaim Volozhin. He's sitting in front of the Goyin, and he was hearing from the Goyin in Yanei Bitochen, and when we're talking, there was something in those days called a leech scarf. Some of the old timers still remember this. You get a terrible cold, so how would you take out the fever? So they would put leeches around your neck to suck out the blood, because the person it wasn't just a cold, it was, he had some type of a terrible, bacteria or something. That was the olden time penicillin. So they put leeches on, but it looked pretty gefährlich. Imagine sitting there in front of people and you have all these leeches on your neck. We don't even like the ones in the street. So imagine so they would put a scarf around it. They put like a scarf around. That was, and then that's how you. So the guy was giving up like a shir and Emunah B'Tochen, or the guy was talking and Yanei Emunah B'Tochen, and Chaim Volozhin was sitting there in front of the guy, and in the middle, the Chaim Volozhin took off his leech scarf, which is not a very it's not exactly what you're doing. Don't do it on the first date. Don't do it during the shir either. But he took off his leech scarf, and then a few moments later, a minute later, he took it and put back on the leech scarf. He put it back on. Right? So afterward, the Talmidim, they came to Chaim Volozhin. It's a very, very strange thing. I don't want to give mishalim of what it's doing to, but you can use your imagination. And Mamish, it's like a very strange thing. He took off the leech scarf, he put back on his leech scarf. So Chaim Volozhin said that when the Goyim was talking, he had come to such clarity. in the extent that the Bashefer is called Kula Shoilet, that at that moment for him it was mamash a breach in his bitachon and his shtadlis to be using a leech scarf. Pashut for him, it was a terrible thing. He was being over on Avera. So Meli had to take it off because he was being over on his Madregas Habitachin. And then a moment later, he lost it and he had to put it right back on. So you see from that story that it's not something, you know, I'm there. I'm Baal Bitachin. You can see, it could be, I hope, in the middle of this year. You'll see, maybe, who knows what will happen. I don't know. I'm afraid to be Madame the Heindig Leech scarves. But that's, there are many Shailas. There's many Shailas Halachadik, there's many Shailas Hashkafadik. I must admit that I've been for the last 2 days, every time a thought came into my mind, I put it on the paper. I wrote it down, something, a thought, and I'm going to try tonight to make it as practical as I can, and practical be talking. But there's a lot of things that are mixed together that are halachadik. There are many shailas, I guess, that I would call it, I guess, hashkafadik, maybe hashkafadik. But let's, again, we'll dine together. You'll be Michael and me for the Seder Advarim. Tonight is not as usual Seder. Usually it goes in a certain Seder. Tonight we'll go. The first shaila, I think, is I'm going to talk out loud. These are the shailas I think everybody has. These are the shailas that everybody has. I'm also older than you, so that means that I have all of your shailas and even maybe some more. You never know. So when one shaila is like this, a lot of people, they think, what's bitachin? Bitachin means that if I believe ad a saif that Hashem is going to give me a Porsche. Does everybody know what a Porsche is? They have that? No, because I know the English. I know they have it, you know, they have it in Canada, like next to the igloo, parked a Porsche, right? So if I believe that Hashem is going to give me a Porsche, if I really believe, and I really believe, not like, you know, because I want a Porsche. I believe that, I'm going to explain this, because that's where a lot of the confusion starts. Now, some people, they're confused about this Shaila, because they don't believe in Hashem, they believe in the Porsche. And then they want to know why I didn't get the Porsche. I'm not there. I'm not clearing that Shaila. The Shaila I'm going to first clear is, I believe mamish with my fullest koiches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in to such an extent the Shoilet, that I believe he can, if I wanted a Porsche right now, he would give me a Porsche right now. He's in control. That, what do you think to such a Shaila? Especially if it's a monologue and you're not allowed to answer. Yeah, so what do you think? You think? What? You know? Halavai. There are definitely people that think that, no? There are definitely people that think, they say, you know, Vatzetzach, the person, I'm Bateach Bashem, I'm Bateach, it'll be fine. That's how people talk. Now, why is that important to me? Pesach Kron Tzayin Gezunt, he once told my father that he went to Rav Moshe. You might be telling me a lot of stories also. We do stories also, because there's a lot. It's one of these topics. So he once told my father like this. He told him that when he went to, he was a counselor in camp, and he was a young boy at the time. I think his father was Nifter young. He must have been maybe 20 years old, and his father was Nifter. So he was staying by Rav Moshe in the Lower East Side because his father was in a hospital. His father was in a hospital on Shabbos. And so Rav Moshe asked him, was Herzog his father? Was Herzog? So he said such a nusach. Like, I have been talking that it'll be fine. Something like that. So Moshe, you know, imagine saying to somebody, Loi Lein, Rachmana Litzlan, that his father's Nebuch in a hospital dying. So Moshe said to him, Vos, du bist a Navi. What, you're a Navi? How do you know it's going to be fine? How do you know he's going to be fine? He said, it'll be fine. So I used to say over the story, and by me, it's a closed case. There's nothing to discuss. If that person is not a Baal Bitachin to the extent that he could say, I know it'll be fine. It's negative seichel betzim, if you think about it. A person is going to come and say, I know that Hashem right now, he's going to give me a Porsche, and the Porsche is going to come. Who says that? That's the Ratzon Hashem. It's up to me. I tie up HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I tie him up in shackles, I decide what I want, and then he has to go and do it. Does it make any sense? Does it make any sense? No, I mean, before I go fight, does it make any sense? I think I want a Porsche very, very badly now. Please, Rebbe Hashem, give me a Porsche. I believe he could do it, and the Mela, I'll get the Porsche. Does it make any sense? Who says that's his Ratzon? That's my Ratzon. I'm not going with those people that they want the Porsche, the Mela, they're believing in the Porsche. No, they believe Hashem is Kolkula Shadi, he can give me a Porsche right now. But who says he's going to give it? Maybe he doesn't want. Is it something? Anything, any person that learns Gemara all day long, the Seichel won't be taif for such a thing. And I had the story from Rav Maisha, so by me it doesn't start the Gansa Shaila. But the problem is like this. I realized afterward, a lot of people talk like that. No, a lot of people talk like that. They do. I mean, it must come from somewhere in Klal Yisrael. You know, this isn't the nation that started yesterday. Somebody told me there's a certain nation, a certain religion started a couple of days ago. But a few, like a month ago, it started a new religion later. But I don't know. But we didn't. We didn't. We're around for a very long time. And if you see people talk like that, yeah, Al-Tahid didn't talk like that. You see, different things. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. David shall take. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to. They don't say what Hashem wants is the best. And there's different nischayas. But they say it's going to be fine. David, it's interesting. No, I'm right. The kasha chach. Right? Mask him to the kasha. Not to, okay. So Mamela. So now these color pockets are machlekes. So my side, I went and I delved into it and I looked into it. I told you some things tonight halacha, some things hashkafa. This we'll call. Hashkafa story time. Yeah. So apparently this was a machlekes. In my findings, I found this machlekes between Rabbi Sol Salanter and the Rashash. It's interesting, the machlekes. They have murdered the machlekes. Rabbi Sol Salanter told the Rashash that if the Rabbani Shef said there was a chiddush in the Rashash, I had my tzfekes which one it is, but there was a certain chiddush about what the Rashash said, and Rabbi Sol Salanter told him that he's making a toyes. Megatars, and that if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted, if I believe right now that Hashem is going to send me a gold watch, so then I'm going to get a gold watch. And the Shash told him it's mamish ludicrous. Like I said, anybody who's a lamdin can't appreciate such a thing. Mamish, I'm going to get a gold watch. So who says? What's best? What's takip shot? So Rabbi Salanter said, no, it's a tayis. It's bischus emuna, which we'll find tonight. That's a lashon and many places can copy other things. Bischus the emuna, you'll get that thing. Shasant, at least he's answering our shayla a little bit. Bischus the bitachin and the emuna that Rabbi Shalom is called kulei shayla, you're going to get something. Okay, what are you going to get? Punkt, you're going to get the thing you wanted. That was a machlekes. Rabbi Shash told him, zach nishta zay, atach tak yazay. And that moment, this is a story, this is brought down. First of all, I know it's emes because it's brought down in one of the storybooks that my children read at night. They never make up stories. Now, for sure not. So I have another Ayat Emes. Because Lemaisa, it's brought in a Hagdamah of a Sefer that was written. It's not a Sefer that's been into so much now, but it's a Sefer that's written about 130 years ago, Barach. It was written over there, the story, to be Matari the godless of Rav Shal Salanta, because the person himself is a Talmud of Rav Shal Salanta. So this, at least, it's Lemechash Mevai, it's Bitochin that the story happened. I believe the story happened. I believe it happened. So that happened. So what was the story? That moment, there was a machlekes between two brothers about a certain Yerusha. And the one thing that they couldn't settle on, the Yerusha, and they came to the Rishash for a Din Torah, right? And the one thing they couldn't settle on was a gold watch. Okay? They came in, and they couldn't settle on the gold watch. Came in, they wanted to discuss the Shaila with the Rishash. Okay? And once they were there, so they were waiting because Rav Shal Salanter was inside with the Rishash. And they decided, you know what? What's the ganze zach? You know what? Let's give it inside. Rav Shal Salanter is here. Let's give it as a matana to Rav Shal Salanter. Let's give it as a matana to Rav Salanter. And they came in and they gave it as a matana to Rav Salanter. Rav Salanter said, you see, I got my gold watch. Now somehow the Rashash told it back, if I carried this story, is a riot to me. Okay? I'm going to leave off with certain things. I can't give you everything you'd be talking, otherwise you'll start taking off your leech scarves. We wouldn't want that. Leave your scarf on your head. Yeah, we don't need that. So I have about 7 mahalchim. I asked my children, I have 7 mahalchim why the Rashash said it's a riot to him. I'll let you use your imagination. You have to have what to be doing get Mav Malka. But that's the first decide. So the first decide is it taka that with my rotsin and my extreme, no, we'll say it like this, with my intense and moon and belief in the Kodesh Baruch who's called Yachal and Shlita, so therefore I can get something out of it? So the Sal Salanter held yes. Okay? And Zichr, there is a minig Yisrael like that. I'll say it like that in such a nusit. The Maisa, the Pashtis is Nishtazay, and the Chazanish and Emunah B'Tochen goes without this Mahalach. He goes negative this Mahalach. Chazanish goes with the Mahalach, which we'll call it the Pashtis. And the Pashtis of Mahalach is that it's the Rotzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv. Memela, the fact that you don't necessarily see that Toiv and you have a different idea of what's Toiv, that's not necessarily considered I have B'Tochen, so I'll get the thing I want. That's not called B'Tochen. That's not B'Tochen is Mechayiv Asakapanim. So if anybody who's on not that level Madrega, doesn't have to be going with that sheet. He goes with the Chazanish. What does he go with? He goes with the mouth that when I should be Zaycha, we asked Rabbi Shalom, we should be Zaycha to see the Toiv, but the B'Tochen says, I know that he knows what's best for us, and that not necessarily what my Rotzin is the Rotzin of the Rabbi Shalom. Not necessarily is that, then you won't necessarily get it. And the Chiddush is, you won't even get a schar that you'll get what you wanted. That's the Chiddush. Okay. got out this Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says by Hillel. He was outside of his town, and there was a bedlam, and they were screaming outside the town. Hillel says, Muftachani, I know it's not coming from my house. Right? And they said, they were talking about the great praise of Hillel and the Bitachon, that Hillel is a famous Gemara. You see what a merdik about Bitachon that Hillel was? No, is that a raya? It's a raya, no? It's a raya. You see that Hillel, what is he? He's a Navi. Hillel's a Degar Navi. He comes, he stays outside, he's out there screaming and bedlam and dust. And Hillel says, it's not, I have a Bitachon, Muftachani, it's not coming from my house. Mamash a raya, not like like the Chzainish. Right? It's a raya, like Takala, we'll call it now, we'll give it names. That's the night we'll give names, we'll make it easier to remember. We'll call it, that'll be the, it's a writer of Bissel Salanter. Right? How could he say, I know it's not my house, I'd be talking, it's not my house. Bechlal, it's a tefillah shav kimat, right? It's Bechlal, tefillah shav. No. So Maisa, it's a garnishkin, raya, there's no raya. Pshat is, as you're saying, a tremendous yisoy. Now, I must admit, this isn't, I don't know if you look in the article, in the Pashat, or I don't know if this is how they learn the Pashat Pshat, but it's not the not a raya Bechlal. If I cared, you know how you can learn the Gemara? He says, I hear screaming, I hear bedlam. If that was taking place, it's not my house. Because they would know, it was a merdik of Babi Tachim, they know it's coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they wouldn't be screaming, they wouldn't be bedlam, so it's not coming from my house. So it's not the Vart. So you have to wait to learn Gemara. Right? Every time you're going to have a Gemara Babi Tachim, you're going to have to figure out which Mahalachit stems with. Okay. So that's Yisayid number one in the Indian of Bitachim. Okay. Now, let me get in Bissel Vaita. I'll spread it out tonight. Interesting things. We'll go from Ashkofa to Halacha, we'll jump around. So, Rav Moshe over here has a tshuva nifla. The reason why this tshuva is gore so nifla, it's mamish hana. The reason why it's so nifla is because it's miyuchad. I would think if you would ask this question to anybody in the world, they would definitely say fakir. I got nervous, so I went and I asked a tremendous Talmud Chacham tonight. I said, maybe it's because I'm like a chveis, I'm American, and I have, you know, there's some krumkeitin that I just can't get rid of. Later. Right? So I asked it to him. He's a Yerushalmi, Doirei Doris. He's in ninth door Yerushalmi. His name is Zundel, and it's Salant, and everything. His mamish is in ninth door Yerushalmi. Looks like a drama. He's in totally Yerushalmi. Right? And I asked him first, because I knew that maybe he would cheat. Yeah? And then after I asked him, he told me to talk at the end, and then I said, okay, now read Rav Moshe. And the second he saw Rav Moshe, he said, the mamish to emes kite of Rav Moshe. The first Rav Moshe, two truths of Rav Moshe, where he dines insurance. Rav Moshe has a few truths. One truth is in, I think it was in Dal Memches. Dal Memches. One tshuva, I write it down. I didn't write it down. I think it's in Dalad Memchas. One tshuva, Rav Moshe dines bichlal. Are you allowed to buy insurance? Right. In other words, this gets into the new shayla now of the level of shtadlis that we're mechuyev to be doing. I mean, that's the first tshuva. No, this is the second tshuva. Okay, this is the second tshuva. That's the gishmaker. I mean, they're all gishmaker, but that's the first one is in. It's very good to see these tshuvas. One is in Beis Kuf Yud Aleph. And that one's in Dalad Memches. He's dining on the etzmi side of a shtadlis, and vifal shtadlis a person is supposed to do, that it would be called your breach in bitachon. Again, what is bitachon? I don't really know yet. We don't know yet. Is it a mitzvah to be a batech b'Hashem? Is it a midah? Is it, you know, reality of life? Okay, we'll see in the mitzvah Hashem. That mitzvah, I'll tell you right now, this is a machlekes in the pasuk alone. The pasuk says that when you go to Muhammad, you shouldn't be scared. The Rambam's shita. The Rambam is in Sefer Mitzvahs. I think it was in Nunches. Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Nunches. That neighborhood there. The Rambam says that there's a lav, the Rambam's a lav, that if a person goes to war and he's scared, he's over in a lav. He's over in a lav. You know, it's a terrible thing to go to war and you're going to be scared. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, a lav, what are you talking about? That right before the war, they say, Mizeh, Rach, Levov. And Smash, it's two separate things. There's a guy who's a Baal Avera, and there's a guy who's a scared person. Scared is a Avera. What's the Avera of scared? Yeah, so the Ramban says it doesn't mean that. It's, you know what it is? It's Pashit, it's Avtocha. It's Avtocha. Who's going to war and he's scared? You have Avtocha, you don't have to be scared. So the Rambam learns it's an Isser. And the Ramban says, no, Isser. Who's going to war and he's scared? It's Avtocha not to be scared. Now you can play with this back and forth. What's the kasha on the Rambam? Who says the Rambam's even talking about Bitachon over here? Before the war, they tell you, listen, the person knows that his teva, that he might taka be somebody who might never, maybe he'll be over on the halach of Bitachon. So they tell you before you go to war, once you get into war, maybe taka, that's what the Rambam's talking about. Once you get to the war, you're not allowed to be scared. Maybe there's a din, you're not allowed to be scared. Right? Okay? And the Ramban, Bichlal, there's a kasha on the Ramban. What's about Avtocha? People didn't die in war. There were people that didn't die in war. There were wars in Klai Yisrael that people died also. I'm not talking about, let's say, even if you want to say if that Rambam applies to Heintiger wars, but certainly they were talking in the wars that were done on Pisanhedrin and whatnot. There were people that died. So what Avtacha? Nothing's going to happen. What for Avtacha? This is Avtacha Shem Shemes. You see, in Pesukim, that the attack of people died during war. Very strange. The whole thing is a little bit strange. I once saw the Meshech Chacham again. I'm just trying to show you it's not Muchach that this has anything to do with Inyan Bitachin B'Klal. Meshech Chacham, he goes with the Mahalach when it comes to war. He says, no. Demis, it's not avera to be scared during war. It's not avera, right? But it's not a good war tactic. You won't have a good, when the psyche is no good, when the mental state is no good, you're going to ruin us in the war. We're going to lose in the war. So the Rambam Paskin says, it's a derisa because you're putting everyone else in danger. And maybe it means don't act nervous, you'll be melee inevitably act nervous, etc. So like that, maybe it doesn't mean, and the Stiper says something else. Again, just to show you, it's not Mucha. The Stiper says, you know why you're over on the Avera? You're over on the Avera because you're scared of the horses. Much into the Pasuk, you're scared of their F-16s, of their missile fighters, of their this, of their that. That's what you're afraid of. That's not the Stiper. Then you're in trouble. No. If you're afraid because you're going to war, you might not come back. Fact, the Stipler, they used to write a get to their wife al tznai. They used to write a get to their wife al tznai. They might not come back from war. So then, are you telling me that you're talking that people don't die in wars and what? No. People die in wars, and there's what to be scared about. But what are you scared about? Are you scared that Nebuch, maybe my time has come? You know, what's going to be the person thinks? What's going to be with his children? What's going to be his wife? Fine, right? But he's scared now more because there's a bigger gun. No, that don't be scared about it. Bashefer runs. Okay. You see, to go from that makor to discuss in Yonah B'Talkin, it's a garnish pashin. So, but there is a definite shaila. What is the extent of B'Talkin? And what's the extent of Ishtadlis? That it's called already a breach in Ishtadlis. That, again, I over an Avera, not over an Avera, of Moshe Danz, it has a halachic shaila over here. You're allowed to buy insurance. So Moshe's beautiful tshuva. Moshe, the Olam should know. You should see it. It's a beautiful tshuva. And Simon Kufi, I'll paraphrase it and read you b'kitzer. Moshe says over here, he talks about insurance policy. It means insurance policy. So he says maybe he'll say chas v'shalom. It's kechas v'lei bitachin. Merdik. That's how Moshe dances the shaila. Not maybe he's over on the avera. Maybe chas v'shalom. He's not about the bal bitachin. he's felt in the ganze foundation of a yid. He's chas v'shalom. That's a, there's all the other tshuvas when Rav Moshe discusses if you're allowed to go use a factory that they didn't kasher and will kasher in this type of thing. He doesn't say chas v'shalom, maybe you'll be over on machalos asuris. Are you allowed to do this type of a thing? And then chalila, maybe you'll be over on machalos. No. Here's a new level shayla. Maybe it's chas v'shalom, you'll be over on a breach and bitachin. So chas v'shalom from the going of Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, he says, hakikolin, it's mamish a beautiful tshuva. It's a yetzer for me not to read out, but I'll read a little bit. That kolin yonim mischa shadam loyrak shirashai, doing parnasa and yonim, etc. So not only are you allowed to, you're mechayiv. Also, loymar, you're not allowed to be saimich alanes. Hashem is baruch beis oifin to menala yesh leischos. Who? What's bista ganza knacker? Who says that you're going to have schosim? Who says? What is levada isa lismich alanes? He says merdik gezach. I says I'll prove to you you're not allowed to be saimich alanes. Also, after the spalo shiyase Hashem, you're not even allowed to daven for nes. So you're not allowed to daven for nes. Up the gain of Moshe, certainly you can't be saimich alanes. Merdik. That's gavali gavar. If you're not even allowed to daven for nes, so certainly you can't be saimich that even without tefillah, a guy like you deserves nes. Then Moshe says merdik. Mamish merdik. Everything's so gewaldic. And Moshe says, Leah was one of the Emayas. Right? Stomach, she was better than us. Says Ezra Moshe. Stomach, she was the grace of Tzadekis. Is there anybody who's roy for a nace more than Leah? No. Leah's roy for a nace. And it says, Leah was of the Emayas. And the Gemara Shaila, how did she daven that her, the child that she had, it shouldn't be a boy, it should be a girl, that it shouldn't be a busha for her sister, for Rachel? Yeah. So the Gemara says, how'd she daven? Now that daven, it was a tefillas shav, because already the baby was hooked inside. And what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, Maisa nisim, don't be maskier. Okay? So it says, Mashma, who teretz gamal masha, what was the pshat? How'd she ever write the daven? Rakleya, she ain't to gmasa bekola doiris. The gamulai mitzaradin shadana, the gambalesa, the teretz basha, leya rosha, the utsuk the teretz, the teretz habayim yoyim, im came vadai losa. You see, by Leia there was a kasha. Okay? Why couldn't the Gemara just say Leah? That's different rules by Leah. Leah's have different rules. There are some people in the world that are yes allowed to be Seimich on Neis. Why didn't the Gemara just answer Leah's a different person? So he says even Leah wasn't allowed to be Seimich on the Neis. As I said, Kabbalah, you're not allowed to be Seimich on the Neis. That's Rav Moshe. I said besides after Moshe, so who says that being Seimich ben Yani Parnasim? Who says that's called the Neis? So Rav Moshe says about it's a Neis because it says Bezayas Apecha Toich Halachem. I said besides, you see clear that it's obviously if a person is going to be Falazach on a Neis, So then he's breaching his requirement of ishtadlus. You have to do something. Moshe the Kasha. He says, first, Rabbi Nahoi Roy said, I'm not going to teach my children only Torah. So now Moshe is a murder. You see, Moshe is unbelievable. Moshe says that there's a difference between the younger Yaron. In the younger Yaron, there's different rules. In the younger Yaron, at first he has a tzad that it's like that. Maybe it's Gzeres Azeas Apecha. He wants to say a Merdeka Chiddush. It could be that the Gzeres Azeas Apecha. Does Gzeres Azeas Apecha go on Shabbos and Yontif? No. Dr. Moshe, it can't be. There was a Gzer of Azeas Apecha Toichalechem. Is a person not say, I'm not going to work on Shabbos because I'll be Seimich on Ace, but the breach in Gzer in the Azeas Apecha Toichalechem? So, Dr. Moshe, no, it's not a breach in Azeas Apecha Toichalechem because the Gzer of Azeas Apecha cannot be going on Shabbos and Yontif because you're not allowed to. So, B'kai Govna, the level of Bitachin would be Machai if you not to Chalila work on Shabbos and Yontif. So, Dr. Moshe, who had din, look up at the younger years. Right? It's not Befarit exactly how much, but in the younger years, in the years that a person needs to learn, and he's Ramesh explains what it is at the point of where he doesn't have yet the ability to become a Talmud Chacham. Every Yidin Klaizel, Ramesh in the Divin Chuba says, every Yidin Klaizel has to become a Talmud Chacham. He has to know, he has to learn Torah. We spoke about that last week, Batsim. It's a chiyav incumbent on every Yid to be a Talmud Chacham. So if he is in a matzav of where, if he would go to work, go to college, go to whatever, etc., all these things, and would cause him that he wouldn't be able to become a Talmud Chacham, it cannot be that the Gzeres Zeis HaPechem is licking them. Meredek or Moshe. Meredek. So, Dr. Moshe. That's why Reb Naroi was talking about in the younger years. He says, a person that I'm not teaching my son anything but Torah. Do you want to know when it comes to the point, that's how Reb Moshe learns it, when it comes to the point that he has to chase bim finest and do something for his mishpacha, etc. So worry about it then. Right? And Reb Moshe is mamish gevaldik and meduyik over here. He says, Avada, the say that comes out as much is incredible. A person comes, he asks a shayla. The person asked me a shayla a few months ago. He wants to take a job. The job is going to be mechayiv him to work for 12 hours a day. 12 hours a day. Okay, he says if he gets good in the company, etc., eventually he'll be something. But obviously, he won't have to work that hard, etc. I'll ask you a shayla. I told you, we're all learning together. A fellow that works for like 3-4 years, you know, he learned in Koyla for a couple of years, he goes and works for 3-4 years, 12 hours a day. Is he going to be able to learn? No way. Even he admitted, there's no way. He'll be able to daven shachar, daven maariv, he's going to be so drained, he's going to come home. And then eventually, 3-4 years, he works himself up in the company, he'll be something. A person that stops learning for 3-4 years, what happens? He turns into a schnitzel. Right? A schnitzel, you make a shakel, even the shitasi. Right? It turns into a schnitzel, for sure. Right? A corn schnitzel, everybody say. Right? No shine. Right? Will he in 4 years be able to learn again? Im tazveini yoyim yomayim mazvek, it'll all be gone. Right? So I ask you, Shaila, for him to take that job, right? What is it? What avera is it? So I told you, I don't know the name of that avera, but I now have a name. Maybe later, by the end of this year, we'll have a name for it. But by the end, maybe. Don't know. Right? But by the end, in the meantime, what's the avera? Chas v'shalim. Chasal lebi talking about Shem Yisbarach. How you talking that there was a gzeiras zeis apecha toich alechem that says you have to work? Okay? You must work. You must work. You must be fine as your mishpacha. But Shavada, that's what he had to do. Right? Nobody was supporting him at that point. He had the right to go to work, etc. Right? How you talking that he could do something? That's working on Shabbos. I have to be fine as my kids. I'm what's going to be? My family. No. Now you have to be talking. So again, I told you, tonight I'm not going to teach you necessarily what's be talking and what's not. We're just going to like stand childless. I guess we'll do like this. Whatever's pashit, we'll talk about tonight. All right? So that's pashit. In that case, he's zikr chas v'shalom oivram be talking, no shayla. No shayla, nobody ever was mistopic, will be mistopic, or could be mistopic. What's the number? And l'chveistish, I don't know. You know, a bucket comes to me, says, he's learning in kailal. For a couple of years afterward, you know, let's say, you know, he says, it's a lechayra. It's a breach in his ishtadlis because he doesn't, you know, he got, let's say, certain money for the chasana and whatever, and he needs that money because he's going to have to put down, nobody's buying a house for him, nobody's, definitely makes sense, the cheshbon he's making, right? But, ein malasot. Now that you have the Agdara of Rav Moshe, so the Gzeira of Zeis HaPecha can't be going, I'll say it in my language, on something that what you're doing is not irresponsible. Irresponsible means the guy's a certain age, he knows how to learn, he's already his ability to be for sure become a Talmud Chacham, and now he's not getting supported, his place, it's not going, this, that, etc. Now there's a Shaila, maybe he's a Meridik about B'tochen, maybe he could, but that's already, you say, I can't say he's only from Chas V'Shalom B'tochen, B'kai Govna, he has a Gzeiras of Zeis HaPecha Toichalech, right? But something that's a very makubal, normal zach that people do, right? And he doesn't know yet how to learn, right? So then it can't be the Gzeiras Zeis HaPecha Toichalechem is going on such a person. So what do you have to do? Go learn. What's it going to be? Chesnish. Right? Leida, B'tochen. Right? Leech scarf. Good. That's one thing. That's the first thing I see from the limud of Rav Moshe. Then Rav Moshe goes on, Meiridik, this is such a gevaldik tshuva. He says, you read it, it's mamish mila b'mila, like I told the Adam shouldn't think. I'm lachain shayach ze rak b'na'arusai, kishinigadal v'tzarech ba'atma lama l'farnasasai v'ishto yubonav l'shayach ze. Because of Adda, then at that point, haray yesh gzeira, it's mamish meridik. You should read it inside. I don't want anybody to think that it's meridik. Kamim kvar higia b'zmano l'madrega. Let's say he comes to the point where he's able to teach Torah. Right? So then Ramesh says, b'zmaneinu, he says, l'shayach shin izbatal gzeira z'shem yisbarach l'gamay lulay yachin. Ramesh goes on, he says, meridik exactly. He says, even people that they come to the Madrega with their mamish, able to teach Torah, and they can make a parnasa from the Torah. He says, yeah, but Derek Klau, though, still have to try and make some type of a parnasa, I guess, stocks and bonds later. But still, you have to try to do something, such for my share, because it's not normal that it should be in this battle, the gzeir of Zeis HaPechel Toichel Lechem, only from Yechidim. Okay, in our door, Yechidim is like, you know, half your shlaim, your kush. Fine, but I'm saying, it's, you know, fine. But then he goes on, he says like this, Meridik, mamish Meridik. He says, and he says, he goes the other direction. Even if you have someone who's right to make it be a nace, he's supposed to find an umnes akala. Okay, then he speaks about insurance. He says insurance is like any inyani mitzvah. So it's like any business endeavor that you're making sure that you should have money, which you have every right to do because nobody's putter from the gzeiras zeis apechat tegalach. Okay. He says maybe it'll be Michael Mayalov shleit star glavid harbe laharniach person. He needs money for after his Ezek Nusai Ulirush's Banav. Interesting with Moshe. I'll explain this in a moment. It seems to be it's your responsibility to have Epis a little of Psyrusha to leave over to the children. Hagam that the Gemara brings in Gittin by Rish Lakish that he was us of nothing and he was very misguided. The fact, I guess that's for Sadiqim. But by Ivanekoni, you see there's a concept. Where do you see the concept? Moshe says in the other Tshuva. Right? I had four rise to the concept and one of them I got right. Right? But Moshe says the whole concept of a Ksuva. And the other truth I'm going to mention, the concepts of a ksuva. The Chazal wanted that a person should daiga, vegan the froy, vegan the kinder. He wants that the person should worry. It's not the pshat, you leave the world. Not my problem anymore. No, it's interesting to say. Ramesh brings it. You see that it's your responsibility to daiga, even that, you know, the Zeyas HaPecha Toichalachem goes even in the kever. Ramesh, you know, Sirusha goes in the kever, everything goes in the kever. Mishmush Mamish. It's Mechayivim to worry. I feel for daiga in the kever. Okay, so Ramesh goes on. Now there's two types of insurances. That's what's going to be the next tshuva. One is that it leaves him a little bit of money for when he's an old man, pension. Right? That's what we call it. Right? Or an insurance. So he says, "Faker roi dover toiv and Hashem ksheirim Hashem isbarach boitchem rak Hashem isbarach noisen eita vada faker." That's what you should do. Right? Just realize that Hashem was the one that gave the eitz and Hashem was the one that got your good insurance policy. That's how much it goes on. Okay? Batech Hashem, right? He says every year you get the mitzvah. He says, Batech Hashem, Yuchal Shalom begins man the kol shana. Every year you pay, Vizewa Bitochin Shana Mukhiyavim. I pay the money, and I say, I believe that the money the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be sending me is coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom because that's in your guy's business going to go bankrupt. Right? I believe that. That's what Moshe says. And he says, I feel insurance on Strefa, Geneva, and on cars. Cars. The Porsche. Yeah, and the Porsche. Okay.
Why
what?
Why are the insurance on cars?
Why is the insurance on cars, huh?
Your house throws it in.
Why should I worry about a house, Khalil Alayhi Rahman al-Salam? Why should I worry about such a thing, right? Why should I worry about such a thing? So vice dice, and that's what you have to see proper in Ramaisha. And that's what I was mentioned before. Anything that's the mikubal and normal, not extreme, and we'll look at, I guess, and anything that if you don't do it, you look at it's not normal. You look like some Shuna Dikabal be talking or something. Right? Don't worry. If there's a car accident, I'll pay for it myself. And what? So that's ready. No, that goes into normal mischar. That goes into normal mischar. I guess that goes into Royce and Neule. But your shayla is a very good shayla. You have to work out that last prat. Why even cars? You see, it's very eight on the good, but Ramosha like throws it in over here. He says, Shikol Eilu, Dover Shem, is a shum chasarn, Kimosha Nagu, Heter, Kola, Oila, Mafir, Shemayim. Ramosha's not bringing a raya from the year Shemayim. They're asking him the shayla. Yeah. Ramosha means that the pshat is that's normal. Nobody looks at it as you're being somebody who's like irresponsible, somebody who's so daigad, nervous. That's not called nervous. If I get insurance on my car, I'm not a nervous person. Okay, but then there's a meridiker in Ramay show here. I asked the other Mashiach. Just a moment, I'm sorry. Everybody said, if you had a choice of two insurances, one is the insurance that for your pension, for your old age, right? your old age. You have insurance and pension, like if it's normal. Right? And another insurance is that you'll leave over a policy for after Yom Haptira, and they'll leave over just for the children and for the Freud and whatever. Yeah. So which one should you choose? So they asked the Shailot Reb Moshe. First they asked him, is it Mutter insurance? This is in Memchas. Then they asked him which one to choose. So he writes in the last paragraph, Umemela Muvan. In other words, what he's begging over here was Bariches. He says, Memela, if they tell you you can spend 400 Lashana, 400 Shiachal Vazvel Bituach, and you have Shnei Bituchim. One of them is for 15,000, right? V'yesh Lemaila, this was written in 1965, $15,000. So it's a lot of money. A lot of money in those days. You can buy two Porsches with 15,000. So he says, and the other one, is that when you're going to hit the age of, that one is when you're for 65. Then they give you $15,000 when you're 65. He says, the other one is you get $50,000 when you're in the Olam HaEmes. Yeah, but it says, and it's, so Moshe writes at the end, interesting, he writes, he says, I don't know, how can it be that for such a small amount of money, $400, they're going to give you $50,000? He says, you better look into this. Moshe writes, it's just not, from the Inyanim, like, stocks and dust, and I don't know, later what's going on over here, and he's going to live longer, later, Moshe doesn't believe that this is true. So Moshe says, which insurance should you choose? So tonight's the first time I'm going to let you talk. Everyone raise their hand, right? Who thinks that the insurance you should choose? You have to raise your hand. And if you don't, you know, if you have two hands, don't raise them. But who thinks that when it comes to buying insurance, you should buy the one for your pension? Well, what would make more sense in Seichel Kapei? What we spoke about, Mischer and business and whatever, you know, worrying about, digging about that, so which one should you buy? The one for after death? Do I have to do shtadlus for after death? Or should I buy the insurance for when I'm alive? When I'm alive, when I'm 65, and then I can go back to Koilo. Right? That's what everybody says. When I get to 65, I'm going to go to Koilo. Right? His brain was fried like a schnitzel for the last 47 years, but he's going to go back to Koilo when he's 65. Okay. So he says, I'm going to go to Koilo in 65. So which is the insurance he should buy? So I'll tell you what I said. No, I won't tell you. Okay, which is the one he should buy? No, who says he should buy the one for after death? Okay? Who says he should buy the one for his children, for himself, for when he hits 65? No? But a lot of people don't have arms. Huh? Who says he should buy the one for when he's 65? No? Huh? Who says he should buy the one for after death? And half the island doesn't have an arm. Okay, good. So I'll tell you like this. I couldn't hold myself back. I went over and I just asked everybody in the shul, which one would you buy? Apidas Torah. Okay? I said, Pasha, the one for 65. If it's mutter, then for the one when you're 65. Right? Because Verstehtzach, that's your responsibility. That's my responsibility. Right? So Moshe says not like that. Moshe kefal de ketshuva. Moshe says mele muvan poshet. Moshe was marv poshet fakar, because Moshe explains that within the gzeira of zeis apech teichel lechem, I mean, the pasuk says that ba, a person comes and ba mezainai with him. Hashem gives with a person his mezainus. A person is born with a certain mazel. They're born with a certain mazel, the amount of money he's supposed to get, etc., etc. The mele kol zman was left. Kol zman is alive. So then a kosh baruch is a certain avtocha. He has to take care of him. There's a certain Seder amount. So, Mela, don't worry, you'll be Mistader. Hashem came, after he dies, says, first of all, maybe your Amana, maybe your Slissim only came from you. And he has one Cheshbon here. Then he has, maybe the Pshat is that you see a concept, that there's a concept of a Ksuba, like we're saying. That's his responsibility to daiga about his wife, right? So he has to daiga for her after Misa, etc. So he says, Mela, it's Pashit that the insurance you should buy is the one for after Misa. But okay, the notes you see in the Yonei Bitochen and Muna Bitochen had to fear Tzachaz Shaila. Okay? Another Shaila, okay? Shaila will be like this. How do you choose a job? How do you choose a job? He has to now make a living. Parnasa, Rav Moshe just said, he has to have a job, and he has to be a mensch about it. So the Mishnah Berurah, Maritik and Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah tells you how to choose a job in life. Mishnah Berurah says like this. First of all, I mean, you have to know the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph, Mishnah Berurah says a tremendous yisod. Sometimes a person has something he wants to do in business, which is a little bit very shady, a lot of sale. If it's Geneva, it's a foolish thing to even discuss, right? With Geneva, whatnot, he's doing his responsibility of being Mefarnes' family. His entire responsibility only comes because of Dinah Vishtadlis, and then he's going to go and do something which is up as Geneva. I told him, he's like a bunch of negative seichel. Right? But let's say even not that, let's say something. something, which is, you know, we say in English, I think it's called shticky. Epistle shticky. It's not. Zalman wouldn't do it. Shlomo Zalman Orbach wouldn't do it. Okay. So the Mishabru over here, he is like a shita in a shtadlis in Bitachin. You know, Mishabru says he talks about the parshas Amon this week's Indian. So he writes over here. He says, why should you read the parshas Amon every day? So Mishabru says, the king. Parshas Amon. Why should you read the Parshas Amon? Kidei Shiyamin Shikom is the nice of Boyin Bashkacha Pratis. They say the Amon was a 40-year training camp. Parnassa comes from Shemayim. Parnassa, that's why we believe this. Because for 40 years, I say this, every day there was nothing in the closet. Parnassa comes from Shemayim. So now we believe it. Right? So he says, what's the Pshah? Meredith. Kidei Shiyamin Kom is the nice of Boyin Bashkacha Pratis. Hamar Be Lehedif. Hamamit Lehechser. Lehoiris. Ein Beriboy Hishtadlis Moyel Meuma. If you do too much in shtadlis, it doesn't help the chlal uchlal. If you don't believe this, you're not one of us. Okay? So mainly we tell you every day, you say Parshas Amon to put that into your brain. Okay? My mom was scared. I was nervous. Maybe I'm not one of us. It's a mamash pele, no? All the guys that learn in Koilel, they get like a certain amount of money. And he's saying it doesn't make a difference, even if he wouldn't learn in Koilel. And he would be mamish a hot shot, the face lawyer, doctor, I don't know. He would make the exact same money as the Koilel Yagaman. You believe that? You better say no. You better say yes. I'm sorry. You better say yes. You're not one of us. You believe that? That if the guy doesn't go, so why is he leaving Koilel? So why is he leaving Koilel? He's leaving Koilel because we just said there's something there, there's something. Mamish pele, no? This is like the $1 million shayla, or, you know, the 100 shekel shayla. No. Pella, it's mamish pele, no? But the Mishabura says Reboy Ishtadlis is Eina Mayel Klum. It won't help. Ki who's there?
Don't do anything. Won't get anything.
So fine. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to do a little bit of a shtetl. He has to do some shtetl. So go over to the guy who runs the car and say, listen, I'll be Masada every day. I'll take off the chairs and the shtenders. I'm not going to charge much. Give me 10 shekel. 10 shekel a month. I don't want 10 shekel a day. 10 shekel a month. Yeah? No? As they come dice, right? So I don't know. I don't know. There are some people, again, this is, you know, discussions in Hashkafa and Emunah B'Tochen. There are some that do not agree with the statement I'm about to make. And they say, no, it's a toy's gummer. If he would make mamish, if he would echleis, even if he will work, it won't work, the exact same amount of money he's going to get, that's what Mishabura means. The Reboy Ishtadlis, you're not going to get anything if you do epis a bit more than the Ishtadlis you're supposed to do. Which, okay. Right? The emis is that, I don't know, the morale is mashma, a different morale. I'll smash it like this. Let's say you have on the roof a huge funnel that goes like this, and all the shefa that you're supposed to be getting for what you got in Rosh Hashanah, I'm kidding, so it comes down on that roof, right? So there's two ways that you could do it. You could have a massive funnel and funnel all of that shefa, whatever gittazachin that you're supposed to have, and you could funnel it toward you. The Baruch Shalom puts in that envelope gittazachin, like that, gittazachin, for whatever you're supposed to get this year. Now, you, al yidei your hishtadlis, can funnel it towards you. You're good. It's up to you. You're a bal bechira. You can do it. So I can bring up there to the roof a massive funnel, chop every bit of that shefa, go like this, right? And like that. And mamish that. And it comes all to me, and the mela, Ivaldik. He's now mamish, a very, very wealthy man. Shteitach. There's another guy, let's say, I don't know, a Kurdin Gaman, I'll call him. And he goes up there with a straw. Right? And sometimes the straw has a shtickle crack in it, fragment. It's like a broken straw, he got it from Psigamach. Right? And he has to get it back. He's going to take away his children. Okay. So he goes up there, he's got the little straw. He comes up and goes, okay, my shepherd, let me again. Right? He comes up. I've been shekels, and I broke the straw. and that's the amount of the funnel that he gets of the shefa. Okay? Where does all the other shefa go? Okay, try it. To get the Vagita Zachin, right? It can go, maybe it can go another Mahaba. Morale has a Mahalas that it goes for just up on the entire, etc. For me, I don't know, maybe it's a Chazar and a Moon and talking. For me, it's easier to understand that Mahalach. I go with that mahalach. I go to understand. I'm saying a person, and I want you to know, I'm not. I want you to. There are other mahalachim. There are others that disagree with what I'm saying. How do you read the Mishabura? The Rebbe Shtadlis is going to be Mayel. It means like this. It means if he does a replay of a Shtadlis when he's not supposed to be doing his Shtadlis, then it won't be Mayel Ba'uma. That's Damis, no matter what, that's Damis of Shad in the Mishabura. So now we have a Kasha. So what's the amount of a Shtadlis he's supposed to do? Gvaldik Kasha, huh? Whoever knows the answer is Kasha. He's the Gavador. He's more than the Gavador. He's Hashem. Hashem knows what the status the person is supposed to do. Nobody else knows what the amount. So Mishabura knows what the amount was. Okay? And I also know. Because I'm Mishabura. Now this Mishabura. So Mishabura says like this. Mishabura says, it's in Siman Kuf Nun Vav. Mishabura says, by seat base. I'm going off a Shulchan Aruch. Go to work. Go to work. It's okay. It's no games. You're gonna come with the Aveira. They ask the Malacha. So Mishabura says, Ella, but it's up to Mishabura. You should make sure Torah is the Iker. As I state, the Malacha, we're passing Torah has to be the Iker. It's a Shadim Gemara, right? But they ask the Iker, Ella, Arai. The Malacha should be Arai. And the Torah should be Iker. You have to create. We're trying. The Mishabura is teaching you here. It's halacha. It's no games. He's trying to teach you the amount of ishtadlis that you're supposed to be doing is an amount that creates that the matzah that Torah should be Iker. Torah should blive the Iker, and the work should blive the tafel. So the Mishabura says, Ela Yasir Rakidei Parnasasa. Only make the amount that you need for Parnasa, because that's the proper. So, like Mishabura Kasha and Sharzian. Like Mishabura, how do you know? How do you know how much to do? Okay, I need to work 12 hours a day for 4 years. Says Akasha, I left Kaila once for 12 hours a day for 4 years. And Kim might not pick up a safer, but it was with all good intentions. Avada, he's going to afterward be able to learn more, etc., etc. So it was a real cheshbon. A real cheshbon. So Mishabura says, yeah, but maybe the Yates is being around you. So Mishabura is going in, even I am a chui of lozen as chaveroi. Let's say you had to go and support. You were makabel on yourself that you're going to, do a yisachar zvulin with someone. You're going to give him, and you're going to make sure, like Ramosha says, that the zvulin, I'm going to make sure I'll be able to live. That's it. I'm going to give him the basic. How much is somebody actually, a few weeks ago, asked me if I'll arrange for him the contract that he's making. So there's one someone. That's it. Arrange for the contract. And I explained to him, Clor, if he wants to do it in the Mushlemistic or even you make it that he could live. Okay? How comfortable? We'll never discuss. But that he could live, that means if the Clive comes in that he didn't know about, you're going to take care of it. He says, I'm going to take care of it. Right? The amount, whatever the amount is, let's say the amount is $200 million a year, right? Whatever the amount is, we'll make it something. You're going to take care of it, right? You're going to make sure that he lives. Right? He told me, I'm a capital on myself. Not more. I'm going to make sure that he's able to live. The Ravchis, he can learn like I mentioned. He has nothing to die about. That's what he was a capital on himself. Nothing to die about. So he says, so if you were a machaib on yourself to be amazing such a person, the fi erkai, the proper man, maya azoimer what's hechreach. So now what's extra? So I told the fellow, I said, it'd be much more geschmack to learn with a car. He gets to the Seder earlier. So, look, tell me, all the younger light have cars? Some of them are getting these electric Mercury bicycles. Electric bicycle says maybe I'll shtell. But a car I'm not shtelling. So I said, do you need a car? I'm a difficult person to deal with. I said, do you need a car? He says, well, no. What do you mean? How am I supposed to? I go, there's no train? The train, that's on my check, and get from Flatbush to the city with a train. I think most people, a lot of people, can do that. He says, yeah, perhaps. When I come home, I don't use a truck. So I want to go to here. They don't have city bus anymore. In the old days, when I'm in Flatbush, I remember there were city buses. They don't have buses. Oh, there's no more buses. Right? So what's the answer? It says, come on. But if you want to read the Mishabura Kipshutai, what's Mishabura saying? Mishabura's Kadesh Lego. So this is a very high Madrega. A very high Madrega. I'm asking, right? So, epis a little bit, that should be in the cheshbon when a person is deciding the level of ishtadlis that's required for what he needs to be doing in life. Okay? Another shot. Okay? Good. Let's go to another shot. Does Bitachon ever make an afkamina mamish in halacha that one person will act differently than somebody else halacha dik? Right? Mamish, chil shabbos mamish, based on a Bitachon. I'm going to tell you, Merdik Chiddush. There was a few years ago, the siren went off. And it was a very big shock for a lot of people. And what happened was that there was a certain miklat that the door was locked. We even spoke about the shayla b'shaita. The door was locked in the miklat. And there was a big shayla, the siren had gone off, and they didn't know what to do, and they broke open the miklat. it's a shalat deraisa, because the Gemara discusses breaking down a door, it's a shalat deraisa, because it's a shalat deraisa. They came to me after Shabbos, they wanted to say that I should discuss if it's right, if it's wrong, etc., because people have to know this. Unfortunately, this time was going on, and the next Shabbos also said they must make sure that this doesn't happen. But to answer the Shabbos, were they allowed to have broken down the door? If I would have been there, would I would have told them they could break down this door?
It could be a sakana.
So he says it's a sakana. So let's see. What is a sakana? In the gedarim of what's called sakana. Sakana is a concept of sakana. So I'm not going into it now. If sirens go off, because in the hey, you should go to the bomb shelters and halavai, we shouldn't have to have such a matzah. But when a siren goes off, right, are you mechliyev to be going to the shelter? Are you mechliyev to go to the shelter? So let's make a cheshbon. It's not a sveik. The fact that we don't know if the cloud's coming, the cloud when the siren goes to Yerushalayim, and the Roiv never ever came to Yerushalayim, and we don't know if they have the ability to get to Yerushalayim, and the fact that it would hit this building and Chalila, and there's many sakes that an halacha would show that it's not like begedah sakes sake and pikuach nefesh. It's begedah, it's not begedah. And not again. It's ability. In the kidre shtadlis, a person would not be mechuyev lechayiv to go to the bamshal. Should you go? But is in the gitre shtadlis, is he mechuyev to? He's not mechuyev to. I'm mechuyev to. Even if it would go, and why not? All the cheshbonis, I don't want to go. I ain't getting a cheshbonis. Matzalas and shomers. If he lives in Leida, where the, you know, right next to, he lives in, I don't know, Azo. He's got neighbors, Yassi or Shad. If he lives like me in Ramat Shlomo, right next to the bad guy, so that may be, right? But he lives. So not mechuyev. Not mechuyev. Vava PK. Have a big game. The Chazanish in a Doyma case paskin that if your level of bitachin is of such that you believe that now we hit the bitachin. What's the bitachin? Not that Hashem will take care of me. It's up to Hashem. Hashem is going to make me live. It's not bitachin. That's nevuah. Like we explained with that mahalach. I believe that because of these levels, because of these madrigas, that it's mamish sveik, it's not something that's mechayiv me to act. So therefore, I have a right to believe that it's unnecessary to be nervous and to go into a bomb shelter. And if it's going to be at the stake of maybe breaching Shabbos to break down the Shabbos, so then I have a right, in such a case, certainly not to break down the door. And if I carried in such a case, if I really believe that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is shoylet to that extent that when it comes to these fakers, I'm not mechuyev to go break, so then I would be usher to break down the door. Right? But the person who's in fear, and pachad, he has that type of a terrible pachad. So the Chazanish, his pachad is not baseless. Based on his pachad, he thinks he's going to die. Right? If he'd be a higher Baal Bitachin, he would realize that because of the fact that, you know, it's not something that he has to really be worried about. Right? He would live b'shalva. He lives a little bit more ruikai, but he doesn't. He doesn't. So the Chazanish, because of the level of bitachin that he's on, that he doesn't have that kokule bitachin that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is shoylet. So therefore, now he believes he's going to die. He knows that the missile's coming straight toward him, unless he's in the bomb shelter. He's allowed to break down the door. He is a Baal Bitachin, so then for him it's an Issa Deraisa to Mamish, you lose by being a Baal Bitachin. For he is a Baal Bitachin, or again, he's a Baal Bitachin, so therefore, he's also Deraisa to break down the door. For the other person, he doesn't believe. He's a daiger. He's worried. He thinks the missiles are in control. He feels he's worried about the missile. He's not worried. I desire for him to break down the door. Is it right? For him to break down the door, mitzvah gadol, mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah pikuach nefesh v'chai b'hem. Maridik. Where do you see a bitur of this? Again, it's a difficult parshanis. Where do you see a bitur of this? The Chazanish, I thought they had one here. I would have read it to you. They don't seem to have that volume. In Nunches Dalid, Chazanish discusses in the beginning of the Medina, they didn't have food and whatnot for children. Chazanish writes, if the doctor were to tell you in this matzah, don't think this is in every matzah. Our psak halacha is, we go with doctors. The doctor tells you it's a pikuach nefesh, it's a sakana. Okay, I'm saying some people they have that matzah and they go to ask a gadol, but I'm not getting involved now. But one thing is clear: if there's no shaila, the doctor tells you you have to do a chalila, somebody has to do an operation, he has to do this, etc. Right? So then he has to do the operation. That's Nitin the Rishus La Roife, the Rabbis, we don't go with the Ramban. Mali Roife, the Beis HaLakim, in a famous story, the Goyim was holding on the Madrega that the Ramban was talking about. So the Goyim, when he came to visit his brother was sick in bed, and there was a doctor there. So the Goyim was so upset, and the Goyim walked in the direction of the doctor. What's a doctor? And then he turned to his brother. So he said to his brother, Raifei the Beis Elikim out, like Lashon the Ramban. What's the Raifei doing in the Beis Elikim? What's my Raifei? They're Venishle. So the doctor saw what was going on. So the doctor said to him, At the Ebishtet the Bashafin doctors, the Ebishtet made doctors. At the going, At the Ebishtet Bashafin Chazeirim, for them, for the guy. Gosh Baruch Hu also made Chazeirim. What did he make them for the guy? The doctors, for the guy, Nishvonza. That's a certain Madrega. We don't pass it like that. We pass it not like that. We pass it, go to doctors. We pass it, take medicine. Right? We pass it that right before the operation. You tell the doctor, oh, but you bist a shliach. I mean, maybe not right before the operation. but you tell the, you're a shliach. You're a shliach. You're a shliach. Okay. They're beneficial, but they're shtadlis. About Kopanim, the Chazanish says something murder. Nun Ches Dalet, Chazanish writes over there, let's say it was talking about a case where it wasn't so clear the necessity of the refuah. The doctor was saying yes, and it was in the meat of Kuch Nefesh over there, they were talking about cooking on Shabbos. The Chazanish says over there, this is a very important tafchana. Chazanish says the doctor was saying yes, it requires full Shabbos, but it's not clear. It's not clear. Okay? If you are in such a madrega of bitachin, you have to see the words inside. If you are in such a madrega of bitachin that you believe, again, what are we allowed to believe? Not that Hashem does what I want. But you believe that this is not the requirement of a shtadlis that I need to be doing. I hope you understood that in the previous case. In the case over there, it's not that I believe that the missile's not going to hit my head. Right? I believe that because it's not clear that I should be doing this as shtadlis, therefore I can be saying mechan bitachin. And I'll be fine. Or I'm not mechuyev to go and break down walls now. To break down doors now. I'm saying the other person, he's not someone there. He's not there. He's not sure. Maybe this is also shtadlis because I'm terrified. So it must be this is my shtadlis. He has a right to break down the wall in that case. Okay, fine. So the chazanish, shua din over here. When the doctor tells him, when something's not clear, it's not clear. Same idea. It's not clear. Chazanish, she does it. It's not clear 100%. So the mela, you're not sure. So maybe my shtadlis, if you're a bal bitachin and you believe that, no, this is already a breach in the shtadlis, you have a right to say that. So the chazanish, married the kachidish. And I do not have to, in that case, listen to the doctor. Right? And then I wouldn't have to go and be Machal Shabbos. But if you believe in what the doctor is saying, and therefore you feel it's a part of your shtadlis, so therefore you have to listen to the doctor. Merdik. Merdik. I'll feed the shtadlis and talk and the mamish will change halacha l'maisis. It's an incredible zach. Merdik is zach. I'm going to say two more cases. That's many more cases. I take two cases. There's a million more cases. What do we do? Oh, this shilas get asked all the time. You get shilas of hasagas of all. That's too much to go into. I'll give you dugmas. Somebody asked me a shilas of hasagas of all. I'll give you a dogma at least. And it's a chafkhana. Somebody asked me a shilas of hasagas of all. I must tell you, that it is rare to be over, and maybe one day we'll give a whole shiur on Hasagas Gvul, but it's rare to be over. I think we grew up, we think that Hasagas Gvul, you know, it's like a lashon. Somebody opened up a business, he's Masik Gvul. Right? It's a chutzpah. You should know, in halacha, it is rare to be over on Hasagas Gvul. It's rare. Because if you go through the Gemara and Baba Basra and Daf Chaval, also in the halacha Lamaisa, in order to be over on Hasagas Gvul, it's very difficult. It has to be the guy's coming from a different city. Once I'm in the same city, all the classic cases that they talk about, a babysitter, right? A gananet, she opens up another, this guy gets married, his wife opens up a gan, right? There's 14 other gans in the neighborhood, there's only 12, there's another children, right? And the other lady comes screaming, Hasagas Gvul, Hasagas Gvul. Rarely she's right. It's usually not a case of Hasagas Gvul. Right? It's not very rare, because she's from the same city, she has a right to open up the gan, etc., etc. The Chavis Yair, Yidaka says, that the emes is that, but it's definitely a Midas Chasidus. It's definitely a Midas Chasidus. To not to do it in such a thing, because people view it as a chutzpah. People view it as Asag Yisrael. It's another Tamul Rabbin. Whenever I get this child, they say to me, it's a chutzpah, they're opening up a gun. It's Asag Yisrael. Right? I say, I'm not sure if it's Asag Yisrael. Okay, we'll call somebody else. Usually at that point, they don't talk to you anymore. But it's rare to be open Asag Yisrael. I'm not saying. Right? But it's definitely a Dabra Tamul Rabbin. Right? So somebody asked me a shayla. I told him this, Zach. I said, look, he said to me, am I going to do it if it's Hasagas Gvul? Whatever the case was. I said, look, it's talking out Hasagas Gvul, but it's definitely, I would say, lo mekubal to do such a thing. He said, look, lo mekubal. I'm a younger man, and this is, I'm sporting in Kailul, and this is my shtadlis. You know? What do you say in such a shayla? What do you say? So one way you could look at it is you could say, what? It's, you know, I ask you all of shayla, a different type of a shayla. Same idea, but the same mom. You have somebody who, he's massive fool on you. Somebody's massive fool on you. In a case where it's takar lochetik, a massive fool. Yeah? So why don't I just say it's all from the Bashefer? It's all from the Rebbeinu Shleilo. Right? So the Chazanim says, no. Your status now is to take him to Beis Din. In this case, your status now is to take him to Beis Din. If he's doing the wrong thing to you, your status now is to go and take him to a Beis Din. Right? So here, how do you look at this case? Could you say, this is my status to do something which is going to be causing somebody else terrible agnes tefesh? Because it's a lochetik mutter. What do you say? It's hard to believe. Yeah? Hard to believe that a shtadlis like that, that'll give somebody else a terrible life in the snafesh, hard to believe that that's a shtadlis, that's the ruts in Hashem right now, that we're only trying to figure out now. We're trying to figure out now. Right? So I told him to ask the shayla, this is a few months ago, I told him to ask the shayla, to go to Chaim, can you ask him if we should open it up? Right? So I said, Chaim told him that he's not allowed to. Interesting answer. This person's not allowed to. So he said, why? He says, because in the surah of how he was asking the Shaila, that's what Chaim said to him. So in the surah he was asking the Shaila, Reb Chaim held that for him, he's taka, he's not fadaigud. He's not fadaigud in Parnasa. He's not nervous. He's not azayza. So in Mamela, Hagam, it's mutter, but it would be a breach in bitachin chas v'sholim. Lashon Rav Moshe. It would be a breach in bitachin chas v'sholim. It's interesting. It's a different world, Rabbi Yisrael, when you go into the world. We don't have time to. I'm just going to end with two things. We don't have time to go into. But it's a different world when you go into the world of Bitochen. It's a different world. You know, the Orchid Tzadikim has shard this, shard that, shard this, shard that. He has one shard he doesn't have, shard Bitochen. It's not Mishap Pella, no? It's a Pella Gedoyla. If anything, that would be the first in our book, right? Shard Bitochen, the first in our Sefer. You know what? He has a shard called Shard Simcha. In Shard Simcha, pages and pages and pages are about shard Bitochen. But he didn't want, like, it was by him, like an avla, to give something the name called Shar B'Tochen. It's called Shar B'Tochen. He can have Shar Simcha and Shar B'Tochen. No, it can't be. He doesn't want that you should think there's no, it's not Shaykh to be a Simcha Tikkun. It's not Shaykh. Right? I'm going to tell you something, half a fella, in this week's parsha. Half a fella. It's something you have to know, Mamash, it's terribly important. Terribly important to know. It says in the Pasuk, Matitzak Eli. Klal Yisrael at the worst moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. The worst moment. Worst. In back of them are the bad guys. In front of them is the Yam. It's the worst moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. Worst moment. And what do? They daven. And they start screaming. They start screaming to the Baruch Hu. What does Hashem say? Mat hitzak Eli. Pella. Namash Pella. Mat hitzak Eli? Daven Baruch Hu. Be so. Fekta Rechaim HaKadosh HaKasha. Fekta. Mat hitzak Eli. Or Lamid hitzak. What do you mean, Matitzak Eli? Why are you davening to me? Zachor Achaim, he goes right after right. That's what you're supposed to do in the matzav of Tzar. You're supposed to be tzayik. You're supposed to be davening. That is what you're supposed to do. So what's the look of the Kasha and Klai? So Matitzak Eli. And he says, Elamai, you're going to say, because maybe they davened already. So once they davened, so it's a gedik showing. You davened already. No, Zachor Achaim, you daven and daven and daven and daven until you're answered. Right? If the answer is no, then you stop davening. If the answer is yes, then you stop davening. But until you answer, you daven. Tell him. I'm afraid to Achaim. Kasha. Glad like a Kasha. And what does he tell them? What's the answer? Why are you davening? Just go. So Dor Chaim Frank, was the Yam already split? So I'm going to tell you, for the rest of your life, three Mahalchim in the answer to this Shiloh. Damis says it's another Mahalch. The Targum Yerdes in the answer to this Shiloh. Targum Yerdes in the answer, he says, Dabriel B'nei Sol Yisrael, why are you screaming? I answered you already. Go. That's one Mahalch. But I'm going to tell you three Mahalchim. Okay, I'll give them names. The first Mahalch I'll tell you, we'll call it the Chazanish, even though it's not the Chazanish. The second Mahalch will be the Orchayim, and the third Mahalch will be the Briskerah, so you can remember it. The first Mahalch is the Nevardikah's Mahalch. The Nevardikah says, sometimes a person, he gets into a matzav in life, a chavusa, a problem in business, a problem with parents, is that, right? I can't anymore. I can't, and he just starts screaming to the Baruch Hu, I can't, and David was screaming because he can't anymore. He can't, it's... The first Mahalch, the Nevardikah, you're not there yet. Sometimes he's at the matziv, but it's not exactly so gefarlich. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael b'sor, not so bad yet. You think you can't handle it. So up there, take a few more steps, get into the water. When the water gets up to the nose, then you can start screaming. So you're cycle number one in life. And this, each one of these malachim will help you at a different point in life. You know, he thinks the matzav so bad, he's in the matzav shidduchim sometimes, the matzav in this, the matzav of parents, matzav shambayim, matzav of the chavrusa left him, right? And he's screaming and screaming, kenesh, kenesh, kenesh. The first thing about bitachon has to know is it's not even there. Seder, keep on going, but there are clouds, he keeps on going, he'll be okay. If he fights, fight there. Why do I call this malach, the malach of the chzayin ish? So I ate by Rav Nissen, as long as 2 years ago. And the last shayla I asked him 67 shaylas. And the last shayla, when I had no more shaylas left, as I asked him, I said to him, he said to me, "Yesh lecha od shaylot?" He wanted to end the meal. "Yesh od shaylot?" I said, "Yesh lecha achat, yesh lecha sipur, l'rav, ima chazen ish." Does the Rav have a story together with the chazen ish? Okay, yesh sipur, what was the story? The story was that the chazen ish suffered a heart attack. The chazen ish suffered a heart attack. When the Chazanish suffered a heart attack, so he asked that Reb Nissen should come over every day because he was unable to learn. He was unable to learn. And he asked the Chazanish, so Reb Nissen came over every day for about 20 minutes to 30 minutes for the course of the next 30, 40 days. Every day, the Chazanish would tell him one sentence. It would take him 30 minutes to get it out. He would whisper and he would say a word and a word. And each day, it added up to one sentence. Okay? And then after the end of the sentence, he would Baruch tell him, usually after 20 minutes or 30 minutes, he'd tell him, okay, I can't continue. If he continues, he'll die. So, that's it. And that went on every day. So, unbelievable story, no? Unbelievable story, no? That was unbelievable, right? So I asked him, okay, where's the paper? Where's the paper? I want to see the paper. I want to kiss the paper. Right? I just want to give the telatet l'zenishika. Okay? So, he sent his grandson to the... I just want to kiss the paper. No? You wouldn't want to kiss such a paper? Right? I bow to such a paper. Right? So, he said he went to his grandson and told his grandson, go to the shelf. Okay? The shelf, it's in the Chzenish, in the Rechaim. But it's also in the... went to the shelf. He took out the Sefer Chzenish. The beautiful red Sefer that we have, the Chzenish. He opened it. Opens it. Paul, Zippo. This shtickle over here. This shtickle chazanish. Yeah. Imagine the chazanish would have said, "Chkenish anymore? I can't learn it. I can't. I'll die." Okay? So chazanish, we have that shtickle chazanish that there's been pages and pages and shiurim and shiurim and toyer. Without that, we would be lacking in life. We'd be lacking in life. Imagine what would be if we didn't have that shtickle chazanish. I thought there would be a paper of notes of the chayes, maybe in yonei later. I have no idea what. Maybe drush later. Right? It's a shtickle chazanish. It's a shtickle chazanish that the Nissen brought in. It's a chazanish. We have it now because of the. Okay, so that's his side one. You know, when the matzav gets azah, the Baal Bitachon says, "Listen, they're going to show them. We're not there yet. We're not there." The Rav Chaim is malach number 2. The Rav Chaim says, "Davar nifla, 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 mamish." The Rav Chaim says, "Kivyachol matitzak elai." Zot the Rav Chaim, the midas hadin was goyver. You must know this for the rest of your life. If the Rav Chaim wouldn't write this, you'd have to burn the paper. He writes, "The midas hadin was goyver." And takem zalodoyev devoy deserve. Zalodoyev devoy deserve. Why them over them? They see these guys. Why not these guys? The midas hadin was goyver. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Matitzak pirish." Zot the Rav Chaim. Pirish ein hadover tali biyadi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you can't even say these words. It's not in the ability of the Rebbeinu Shlom to save Klal Yisrael at this point. The Rebbeinu Shlom created the world in a way that the Teva makes it that if there's a din, he has to go with the din. He has to go with the din, and he's not allowed. He's not allowed. That's the way he created the world. I can't understand. He created the world. His hands were tied. Because the Midas Adin was Goyver. And there was no Midas Arachamim that was upbringing the Midas Adin that was making it that they could be Goyver. But Lashon Hara Chaim, Avakashbaku loves Eden. He loves Jews. And he wants them to win. So he, Epis Azeh, like when no one was looking, he gave them the soy, he gave them the secret. So he told them, Aber, I have no control. I have no control. But if they do a Maisa, that with that Maisa, they'll be going for the Midas HaRachamim. Keep going. What's the Maisa that they could do to be going for the Midas HaRachamim? That they show an intense emuna and intense bitachin. Intense, a little bit sounds a little bit like Rousseau Zalanda a little bit. If they show an intense emuna and intense bitachin, the Rebbeinu Shalom is showing it in Gansin and Gansin. And they go and they go and there's no Yam. Just like there's a Yam here, there's no Yam here, there's yeah Yam here. The Rebbeinu Shalom is controlling everything. If they believe that, then the Midas, if they show from the Maisa of their bitachin, so then the Midas HaRachamim will be Goyver. The Midas HaRachamim will be Goyver. And then the Mela will be able to do for them an ace. First of all, sounds a little bit like Rousseau Zalanda, no? Sounds a little bit like Rousseau Zalanda. You want him to split the sea? So if I ask you, imagine go over to Chai and say, "Who split the Amsel?" So he says, "Hashem." No. Said, "Okay, Moshe, because he picked up the matter." No, Klal Yisrael. Meridik. Meridik. Meridik Maisa. What do you see in this Orach Chaim? What do you see? You see a few things. First of all, you see Hashem loves you. That's the first thing you see in Orach Chaim. Let's say a person has a matzav, he has a problem. It's not going well, this, that, he has stars, he has that. Right? So what's the first thing you see in Orach Chaim? Number one, Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. What's the second thing you see in Orach Chaim? Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. The first line was he was upset. No, it's Mamish Lashon Orach Chaim. He was upset. What's going to be with the end? Second line. Avol, he gives him an Eitzah, right? Third line, Hashem loves you. Next line in the Orach Chaim tells you, and that gives the actual Eitzah. The fourth line is that now, if Hashem, I got a terrible matzav, so I know Hashem loves me, I know He knows what's best for me, I know He knows what's best. Now what's He trying to tell me? What should I do? So, the Orach Chaim goes to Mahalach, just go with Bitochen. Go with Bitochen, just jump into the... Okay, the second thing about Bitochen needs to know. Just go with Bitochen. He's in control of everything. Then that creates that the Midas HaRachamim can be going for and get you out of the matzah. Very good. Okay. The third you have to know is the Biskelov. Biskelov. The Baal Bitochen. Sometimes it's past that. The first case is you didn't get there yet. The second case is you're there. Matzah you lie. So now you have to go. The third case is it's over. Sometimes the person gets the matzah. Geferlich. Geferlich, geferlich. It's takir geferlich. Right? Somebody called me this week. I called him. I was talking about something. The market dropped this week 600 points. Right? That's like, you know, like 42 blot. You know, it's like, you know, the market dropped 600 points. 600 points. He told me he lost everything. I thought he lost everything. Don't worry, it can go up. He says, no, because some of the businesses, they actually went bankrupt. And he's, right? And he was only smashed. I told him, everything he lost. Like his mama, she says, she's starting from, he's not far from scratch. I'll buy scratch. Right? He's under. Under. I said, I was sorry, it's okay. Yeah, he didn't call me back. Interesting. I'm sorry, it's okay. But I said, I dropped the bag at the biscuit. When the biscuit rock was, when the rock was in Varsha, and it was, I think it was at the beginning of the Second War. So the bombs were dropping. Nair and Nairos. That's not hatred. He says the story over all the time. He would say over the story, the bombs were dropping. Geferlich, geferlich, geferlich. The bombs were dropping. So the rav, normal, he went down into the bunker. Whatever the bunker was, lay down. He went down to the bunker. In the middle, the bombs were so geferlich, they were getting so close, and the Rav, when the started to shake, the actual house shook from one of the bombs. So the Rav went, and very interesting, Rav Dovid when would say it over, he went with a smile. Lay down. So it's in the Musagim of Brisk, whatever that was, but he went with Ruhigkeit. He went with the Schmeichel, you know? I don't know, he went with the Schmeichel. He went out through it, right? Then he went upstairs and he sat while the bombs were dropping around him in Varsha. In fact, afterward, they asked him, my Pesha Dover. So Brisker said, Meridek. So Brisker, when he was very daigid beforehand, I'm sorry, I didn't say that, he was very daigid beforehand. And then, boom, when the bomb was confirmed, then he was. So they asked him, my high, he was in Gansin for nerve, and then in Gansin for Ruhigkeit and Gans. So the Rav said, he said, when the bombs were dropping and they were nearby, he said he wasn't sure if his chaymas shtadlis was mechayiv him to go down to the bunker. He wasn't sure. But the Rav, that the nervin was that maybe chas v'sholim is being over on the tachin. Okay? So, but he felt that kefir the chaymas shtadlis, he has to go down. So he went down. When he got to the bunker and he saw that the bunker was shaking and the bombs were so close that even if Khalilah the bomb would hit, that there's nothing that's going to be helping to be in the bunker. So then, yes, now it's all behavior there. In Gans and Ruhi. In Gans and Ruhi. Because now, this is clear in the Hebishter. Then now there's no more Chayvis. And now it's clear. There's no more Chayvis and Shadless. Now it's all be done. And whatever Rabbanu Shalom is going to do is the best.
He's not like you.
He was there. He's passing the Shiloh. Shadow to go down. But I think at least now we got one lesson. And we learned together tonight. You see, it's the snitch clara. Right? It's clear. One thing is clear. It's clear is that the Baal Bitochen is in Gansenburg. The Baal Bitochen left in a Veltfen Simcha. That's the only thing that's clear. It's not clear sometimes how to make these decisions. It's clear that these decisions are the decisions. And they have to be made. They have to discuss this. But Chas v'Sholem not to be over in the Baal Bitochen. I'll get the Baal Chavir. But unfortunately, next month is Shabbos. The I mean, the